afternoon or good evening. Probably good evening for most people. This is Ralph Kermit Winterroad II with the Ralph Winterroad Show out of Alaska. Truth seeker of the far north. Winter has come. Snow's on the ground. Leaves are gone. Politicians are being indicted, going to jail. Tis a good day. I got Greg Pound on the line here, and we're going to get an update from him before we move on to probably some other interesting issues. Greg, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Ralph.
Why don't you just give the people that may not have heard the show before, just give us a brief synopsis of the particular situation of going on in Florida and then what the latest things have happened here in about the last week or two.
Okay. Back in 2004, our daughter was accidentally bit by a dog, and I wasn't here. My other three kids weren't here. Our children were taken from us through the Department of Children and Family here in the state of Florida. And the allegations started off with neglect, and when it was found to be an accident by the person who owned the dog, the case manager, Megan Gallagher, who worked for DCF, was 4 months later into the case, was found to be falsifying documentation, and we happened to be one of those cases, and along with 25 other families, and there was 71 counts of grand theft also found on her, and she wasn't charged. Basically, she got off with this little time of probation, and then that was dismissed. And but she was actually bringing in all this business into the Department of Children and Family, and they get their funding from the federal government, and it brings money into the state of Florida, into the agency of DCF, and into the court system, and all the providers that are linked to the child industry here in the state of Florida. And it's just totally something that's just been a nightmare for me and my wife. Now there's a warrant out for my wife's arrest. She's been hiding for a year. It's a year and 9 months now. She's been hiding with our newborn son. We actually named him Moses because of the situation. Moses had to be hid because Pharaoh was out to kill all the male children. And so what happens is that we're here now 3 years down the road. They brought us to a termination hearing. They terminated my wife's rights. There's no abuse, abandonment, neglect that's been found. No charges brought against us, not even a misdemeanor charge, which is required in order to take children into custody here in the state of Florida. And it's just been one fraudulent episode after another in the court system where they just keep lying and falsifying documentation. And they've just drained us of everything we've gotten. And, I mean, everything we've worked for, to the place now where we, for 3 years, we've seen our kids for basically, it's been 2 hours a month for 3 years, and they've isolated us from our kids, and we haven't missed a visit in those 3 years. My wife now, she's, because of our newborn baby, she didn't want them to take that baby from us because they came out, tried to file another false police report. These are third-degree felonies in the state of Florida to file a false police report, and this is coming right through the Sheriff's Department here in Pinellas County. And so on September 23rd, 24th, and 25th, there was a termination hearing set, and the judge is going to make his decision on November the 6th on what he's going to do. Now, this is our fourth judge. This is 3 years down the road, and so we've went ahead and we filed a writ in the federal court because of the injustice that we have seen after judge after judge after judge. And these we've discovered through Tallahassee that they have what is called cooperative agreements, where there's agreements between the sheriff's department, the court system, to bring these children into custody in order to get this federal grant money. And it's just...
Hear the music there. Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. We're talking about cooperative agreements and Greg Pound and kidnapping of children in Florida. They're doing it all across America. We'll be back in a minute. Stay tuned.
Uh-huh. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Rob Kermit Winter Road II back with the Ralph Winter Road Show out of Alaska. Got Greg Pound on, and he's talking about the, it's not child custody, it's kidnapping of children for money. Of course there are some children that are in bad homes that should be removed from the homes and some protection. Everything always has a little bit of a good cover, but in Greg Pound's case and all kinds of other cases, this is not the case. And his is so unique that there was absolutely no probable cause. There was no reason to be doing any of this. But once they get the children into the system, everybody's making money. And anyway, Greg, why don't you go ahead and tell us where the latest, what's been dealt with now to try to get these guys to return your children?
Well, we have run out of... Basically, in the lower court, there's not very much more we can do when it comes to termination, so we've exhausted all remedies that we could basically file in the court in order to get our children back. So we filed in the federal court in Tampa, Florida, and in pursuit to get the federal court to put some kind of brakes on what they're trying to do here. I mean, me and my wife, we love our children. I mean, this shouldn't be going on, and it doesn't make a bit of sense. And as people even hear it, we put together a website called FreeOurKids.com, and the website was put together with the intent so people can look and see what's going on here in the state of Florida, not only to our family, but scores of families here in the state for this federal grant money. And so basically our intent is we want our children back. And and just we're just bewildered by this after 3 years of seeing the hell that that we as a family and all these other families are going through here in the state of Florida for money. It's just hard to exactly put it all together and what's happening.
So you filed, if I get this right here, you filed in a writ of habeas corpus ad subjunctium here. I think it was, when was the date on that? September 21st? Somewhere along in there, the end of last month?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the court, see, the courts over there, these United States District Courts, which I've proven conclusively, and we're going to be challenging these in criminal and civil here in the next week or two. We've put a little bit of that information. I provided it to Greg Pound. These United States District Courts are absolutely, unequivocally territorial courts. They're dressed up to look like an Article III court, and it is well settled, and there's no way around it. I've got the public records to prove it, where they come out and say, yeah, but it's just the way we've been doing things. And then in 1948, they came along and they, which I'll probably be talking a little bit later here about the laws of the United States, but they had to, quote, enact it into law to appear to fool people. And, of course, the attorneys and the judges and everybody's all in on it because tyrants love tyranny. So Greg filed in a writ of habeas corpus. Well, the first thing they are, oh, my, we are so concerned. The names of the children are out there in the open. We must protect the children. It's for the children. And they don't want to do anything. Did they?
No.
They called you out. We're protecting the children. They've been kidnapped by people that have no authority, and they're being auctioned off for money. And who knows, God knows what else is happening in the home where they are. So they use that as an excuse, but this is for people that are trying to find the truth, because truth will overcome these guys.
Mm-hmm.
And it will, and there's an important reason why we're doing some of the things down there. I'm assisting in providing research material. what we're doing, and there's a reason for all these things, because the bottom line is, going in and telling the truth is, it's an oxymoron. Nothing's going to happen. And what people don't understand is, why doesn't nothing happen? If you go in there and tell the truth, they think, see, there's an illusion. The whole thing is an illusion. The judge is bought and paid for performance. And you were mentioning cooperative agreements, and we got the cooperative agreements for Florida for Pinellas County, didn't we?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
And it took us a while to find out, because that's not something they really advertise that they want out there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the obvious question is, why wouldn't they introduce in open court that the judge, the guardian ad litem, the state prosecutor, the sheriff, all have private law contracts for profit? That's right, private law contracts for profit. And they don't disclose it in those courts.
Well, you know, Ralph, I was thinking at this point, when it says the love of money is the root of all evil, and when we see what people do for money and the evil that's happening in our society where people sell themselves out, I was reading this morning in the book of Luke, and when I came to verse 6, and it says, the devil said unto Christ, all power will I give unto thee, and the glory of them, for this is delivered unto me, and whomsoever I will give it. This is where Satan is tempting Christ and wanting him to bow down and to serve him, and or to turn his bread into it says, the devil take him up into a high mountain, showeth unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment's time. And he said, I'll give you all this stuff if you bow down and worship me. And as I was reading that, what came to my mind, I just got done with the book of Matthew just a day before, and I remember in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, where it says, go ye therefore and teach all nations. And in the verse just prior to that, he says, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. So it shows what Christ is saying at the end of Matthew. Christ is saying, all power has been given to me in heaven and in earth. And that was such an encouragement to me that we are here now and left here with the job to establish righteousness in the land. And what happens is I see the church and the people that are supposed to hold up, supposed to hold things where they're supposed to be, have fallen asleep. Christians, the sleeping giant, have fallen asleep. And this wickedness and this evil now is just ravaging the lands, destroying families, raping kids. I mean, the whole nation is gone just totally. We're in big trouble. But when I seen this, I believe there's hope for our nation. I believe there's hope for our government. I believe, and it's going to, and it can be established by those who understand the power and authority that we have through Jesus Christ to establish righteousness again in the land, establish righteousness in America. And I believe that once we understand this, that Satan is not in power, because I'm in a warfare. I'm fighting against principalities and powers in high places. When Satan first came in and took our kids from us, we couldn't figure out what we couldn't put it together. We were trying to say, this doesn't make any sense whatsoever. How can all these people be lying? How can we go to court for 3 years? The judge lies, the state attorneys lie, the guardian ad litem is a lie, and they're all lying because of all this money they're getting. And so what happens is, as we begin to see, we see that people are now, and this wickedness is going to come to an end. It's not going to keep going. And what happens?
Well, see, the amazing part of this thing is that I see is that this is going on around. They are kidnapping children. That's what they're doing.
Exactly.
Kidnapping them, and they're auctioning them off.
Well, I believe
the highest bidder in Florida to people that are employees of the state, because they want to make sure they get brainwashed.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it only for the employees that get the bucks
mm-hmm.
of Florida? Why isn't it for anybody?
Well, exactly. It's the people who are in authority who are now abusing that authority. Instead of being civil servants, they're wanting to lord it over the people.
The word is public officers, and the issue is they have no judicial, executive, or legislative power delegated them from the people.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you cannot find the documents that authorize and empower them over your life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness,
mm-hmm.
they don't have it. They're not public officers. They're employees.
Right.
They're
those
flunkies.
Those are
and they're bought and paid for
right.
for money.
Right.
That's what they are. And that's what people don't understand, though, is if you have, and you were talking about cooperative agreements, why it's so important to get the cooperative agreements. And there's a real important reason why, because that is legal evidence of the contractual arrangements that are entered into with all of these guys behind the scenes to make money.
Mm-hmm.
And they show what they're doing. And they don't want those in there. They don't want to talk about it. And they want to, like this judge down there, I think you called and said that he was an independent judge because he didn't know you before this or something. That's not mm-hmm. what the issue is all about. That is not what the issue is all about. And they're all quite similar. They're all quite similar. Is that Free Your Kids? Is that freeyourkids.org or .com?
.com.
.com.
Right. It's freeourkids.com. The reason we use the word kid, a lot of people are offended by that because their children aren't goats. It was the only domain name at that time. But you just type in Free Our Kids or Free Our Children, and you go to YouTube now. People have taken this website and they've just spread it all over the country. And it's just literally amazing what has happened here through this website as we just documented what's happening to these families. And so the listeners that are listening to our program, this program here, I would appreciate if they would pray that if the federal court does not move on this writ that's been filed, something should be happening here. It should be breaking things loose on Monday or Tuesday. And so we're just then the next move is what comes down on November the 5th. And
We've got a break here, and we come back. We've got somebody that's called in, and we'll be back in a minute. Stay tuned. I'm going to give you some real information to proceed to understand what goes in the court and a means with which to go fight these guys, these tyrants. And we'll be back in a minute.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Ralph Kermit Winterroad, the second out of Alaska, the Ralph Winterroad Show. I got Greg Pound on the line here, and we have Julie calling in from Virginia. Are you there, Julia?
Yes, my name is Corporal Julie Witherspoon, and by the way, I know Greg Pound. We're all trying to work together to stop these de facto law merchants that have stolen our children. But I'll give you a quick run-by about what happened to me and my two children. I was stationed in Germany a little over a year ago. I had raised my children all by myself for 10 years in the military. And I'm married to a Orange County school teacher, Danny E. Witherspoon, in Santa Ana, California, who is a pedophile but still teaching school because he is well protected by the superintendent. But anyways, during the 10 years I raised my children by myself, my husband has never supported the children, or he only visited three times within 10 years. Well, anyways, I was in Germany. He kidnapped the children from Germany without my consent or knowledge, brought them across international borders. When he reached California, he ran straight to the courthouse. And he went to file a divorce, a restraining order, and for me to pay him child support. When I returned from Germany last October of 06, we went to family court, and Commissioner Fogel ruled in my favor that the children shall be back in my custody, and we return back to Europe where we live. That same day, he was supposed to return the children back to the police station. Instead, he took them to social services, made a whole slew of false allegations against me. They deposited my children in a placement home and then in foster care, and that's where they've been ever since.
How many years has that been?
Just a little over a year, last year, 2006.
How old are your children?
My children are 11 and 13. Danny James Witherspoon is 11. My daughter, Julie Ann Witherspoon II, is 13.
Mm-hmm.
And I have not seen or talked to my children in about 4 months now because the social worker, CPS psychologist, recommended that I shall have no contact with my children for at least a year.
Based on?
Based on the allegations my husband made, my husband said that I was a drug addict and an alcoholic. And keep in mind, I have never done drugs in my life. I have no police record. I'm in the military for 11 years now. And also, these courts are very corrupt. It's all about the title, them drawing the Title IVs through the Federal Reserve account to defraud the government to make their money. They're very dangerous, too. And as a matter of fact, I've already gone through three private attorneys. My second attorney is getting disbarred because he actually did put up a fight. I fired the other worthless bar members. And then the court is trying to force a public defender up on me, who is one of their court officers. I went to go file a substitution of attorney paper at the Lamoureux Justice Center in Orange County. I was ambushed by the bailiffs, beaten down, taken down to the jail cell. They handcuffed me, made me get on my knees. They started slamming my head against the wall. They stuck a taser in my neck, and then they transported me down to Santa Ana County Jail just for trying to file a substitution of attorney paper to get rid of that public defender.
My goodness.
And this happened on August 23rd of this year, 2007. I was beaten in the courthouse, taken to jail, and beaten some more.
Tried to file any complaints against these jackbooted thugs?
Yes, I do. In fact, I have MP3 recordings of all their own recorded voices. I went to internal investigations to the sheriff's department. They would not release the names of the officers who had beaten me. I only know one of their names would be Sergeant Mansfield down at the Lamoureux Justice Center. The other cronies, I don't know their names. They wouldn't release them. And then when I tried to get a copy of the police report of my arrest, I was arrested for trespassing and interfering with the public business. Oh, yeah, in a courthouse.
This is all taking place where at? In Orange County?
In Orange County, California.
Wow.
They refused to give me a copy of the police report because it has the officers' names on there. I tried to report the jailers who abused me. I came out of jail with a fractured hand, a minor head concussion, and bruises and bumps and cuts on me.
It sounds like you're taking captive.
This is just unbelievable. You're in the military fighting for a country that is a police state that's kidnapped your children.
Absolutely. And, you know, it is sad. And then they have a referee, Thomas Fiorello, doing my case. He's the quote-unquote judge. Now, he cannot hear a parking ticket without my authorization. And I told him he is not going to authorize to hear my case. I had him recused. The recusal was denied. He is very biased with CPS. This caseworker I have, Lori Luchonik, who is an evil, wicked demon, she has stated to the court that I am detrimental to my children when she, in fact, has called me a liar in front of my children. She has told my children I don't care about them. She is doing her best to keep me alienated from my children.
If you want to hold on, I'd like to hear some more about this. I hear the music. We got to go to a break. Julie, can you hold on?
Yes, I can, sir.
Okay, great. We'll be back in a minute. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
This is Ralph Kermit Winterroad II, back with the Ralph Winterroad Show. We have Greg Pound out of Florida. His children's been kidnapped, and we also have Julie out of Virginia. And not only has her children been kidnapped, she's been beaten for trying to fight for her own children, only in America. Why don't you go ahead and tell us where we left off there, Julia?
Okay, well, basically, you know, there's no point in about crying about all the lies the social workers make up and the parental alienation syndrome, because everyone I've ever talked to, that's their typical pattern in practice. It's not a court of law. It's a black market ring for children. The judge is the broker. The county council is the law merchant. And they're trying to sell you back a UCC-1 future performance lien on your children. They're trying to terminate my parental rights over a case with no merit, full of hot air. We need to do something about it. We need to kill the Walter Mondale Act, which is the capital law. That their abuse of power, you know, you were right what you said about the sheriff being privately contracted for a profit. You know, it's not de jure no more. All this is de facto. It's a corporated issue here, and corporations cannot make law nor issue citizenship. But we need to all pull together. Even if you're not dealing with this problem, people, it still is your problem, because social services does not need a reason to take your children. It could just be an anonymous phone call, and your children are gone forever. and we all need to stand together and fight. You need to help whoever. We all need to collate together because these are terrorists living right here in America. I was in Iraq for 15 months, but these are the real terrorists right here for making money off the backs of our children.
You know what I can actually conclusively prove? I can prove that every senator and every representative in Alaska and every congressman in the United States is a domestic terrorist by their own definition. And as soon as you put the law to them and two of them move forward, it rises to treason. So we have the highest level of criminals are sitting in our legislatures. They're sitting in the courthouses. And they're sitting in the police station. Now, that doesn't paint that every, because I know some police people, but very few, that would like to see it change. You can't say that everybody's bad, but that is the highest concentration of the criminality going on and in the these child custody places. Oh, God, it just reeks with criminality. Yeah. These guys, they have no authority, and they're all in it for the money. Let me read you something. This
organized crime has infiltrated our judicial system. That's what has happened here.
Well, I can tell you that Congress in 1948 shut down the judicial department by and with the consent of the justices in the Supreme Court and the courts and the attorneys and all kinds of these politicians. They shut it down. It's still there. But they shut it down. It's all an illusion. They shut down the judicial department. There is nobody to declare the law. Let me read you. This is why it is important when you start dealing with these guys to get these private law contracts. This is going to be in every private law contract, these cooperative agreements that the courthouse is got tied into the judge. Now I'm going to read you. It'll always be in Article 6 and it's going to be Section B. And I'm going to read it. It's a real short four-line sentences.
Okay.
Financial penalties or disallowance of financial participation for incurred expenses that are sustained by the child custody people as a direct result of any federal audit or office review finding of inadequate performance by the court under this agreement shall be passed on to the court in the appropriate share upon receipt of official notice of such finding. They are going to penalize or disallow financial reimbursement to the court system by some flunky for the, it says, inadequate performance by the court. Now, that ought to be a shocker to anybody. This is a wake-up call, folks. That judge is not independent. He's bought and paid for. He's in the pocket of money.
Right, like
that's
I said, the county
that's all
council,
he's there for.
The county council who works for social services, they run the court. And if that judge wants the progress in his career, he's going to do what they want. And
well, you know what it says in this contract up above, in this lot private, he is bound by all regulations, state and federal, all of their policies of all of these people that are not laws of any of the several states. He's bound to whatever they come up with. He's bound to put it into effect.
That's exactly what I mean. You know, he does whatever they say. And it is organized crime. They do not need proof. They do not need evidence in these types of courts. It's a civil matter. Your children are property. They have turned our children into merchandise. And while my daughter has been molested while in foster care, my son has been beaten. You know, these social workers go out of their way to protect these perpetrators that do these horrible crimes. We need to stop this now, everybody, whether you're dealing with it or not. I know if you're not dealing with it, you can't comprehend about how terrible our judicial system is. It's not really judicial. But we need to put a stop to this.
All it is slave trading. That's what they are. They are slave trader courts. That's what they're doing.
That's right.
Their children are bought and paid for. They're sold in there. They're also fed into these foster homes or different situations where they're raped for the pedophiles, and people have beat them up, and nothing almost never happens with all these issues. Never happens.
Well, see,
they never get investigated.
Foster care's like this. If I stood out in front of a grocery store with a box of kittens and tried to give them away, I would probably have difficulties giving the kittens away. But if I came back the next day and stood out with a box of kittens with a sign saying, I'll pay whoever takes these kittens $1,000 a month, those kittens will be gone in a heartbeat, whether you like cats, they skin them and eat them, or abuse them or not. Those kittens will be gone. That's the same thing as what's going on with foster care. They might not like, most of them don't even want children. In fact, I work, I'm a reservist now, so because I can't be active duty and fight for my children. But at my civilian job, I work in a children's hospital at night. And I see CPS coming in and out all the time and removing children. And, you know, it's very heartbreaking. And I see these social workers just bragging and talking about it, giving each other high fives that they remove four or five children at once from a parent. I've seen the kids grabbing on and screaming. And I have to stand there and just watch it because I'm a security guard as my civilian job.
Well, the obvious question comes to me is, what kind of people or morals are they? Shape changers? Are they aliens? Are they demonic? Have they been invested? Are they just so immoral that for the dollars that they sell out your neighbors, their neighbors' children?
Well, see, I think it's more like you got some incompetent, undereducated bimbo as a social worker, and they got all this authority that they assume, and I think it's more of a power trip because. Yep. They enjoy doing this to people. In fact, my social worker, she looks like she's pretty much getting off on how she screws over with me and my children. I mean, it's a personal sickness pleasure to her.
Now, your children are in California, or are they in Virginia?
No, I'm stationed in Virginia right now for a training exercise for 2 months. My children are with Norma and Jerry Irwin, the abusive foster parents, who are in my husband's Masonic Lodge. So they wouldn't even consider my family. They put my children with these strangers my children didn't even know. And I'm not supposed to know where they live, but they live in Garden Grove, California. But the courts want to keep that confidential to me. And it's absolutely...
Did they ever have the mandatory requirements to where they have brought in any evidence, because they always use clear and concise evidence. They don't even did they ever actually have a hearing and make anybody
yes.
come in and swear or provide evidence of the supposed all these bad things you're doing?
Okay, watch this. The trial, the juvenile trial, lasted 22 days. They got nowhere on the evidence because there was nothing to be found of. Nothing. I have never in my life taken drugs or ever came up positive on the thousands of drug tests I've taken from the military. And not only that, I was testing 3 times a week for social services and doing these awful parenting classes and these counseling sessions when I realized, you know, especially the psychiatrist department, they're paid by CPS to give you a bad report. But I did all that, and you know, obviously, if I used drugs, I wouldn't be in the military for no 11 years because they give random testings at any given time of the day or night.
Mm-hmm.
But
What was your job in the when you were doing it in Germany? What's your MOS or what?
I'm a heavy equipment operator. I drive the big trucks that haul the M1 Abrams tanks, bridge layers, Bradleys, D9 dozers, anything heavy. That's what I haul.
Are you still in the service?
Yes, I'm stationed at Fort Lee right now.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I'm just here for training for 2 months. I got out of active duty last October because I'm not going away from my children, but I'm a reservist now. And so right now I'm doing a training exercise at Fort Lewis. I'm reclassing for to have a second MOS job on my record here.
Can you re-enter if you could ever get this children thing resolved?
Yes, I'm still in the service. Yes, I can. That's not a problem. I'm just not going to be stationed across the world somewhere and abandon my children. But
could they pull this beating and all that in the military? Could they have gotten away with that if you were actually – could the military police or anything gotten away with what they've done here in the open in this, quote, civilian world?
No, because court martials are non-profitable. There's no money in it in a court martial, and it is a de jure court. So if a military personnel had done this to me, they would be in some deep duty right now.
Has the military been of any assistance in this or not?
No, they have not. They won't even touch it. JAG is a bunch of hot air when it comes to this. Now, if this happened to, like, maybe 1,000 soldiers in a class action form, JAG might draw up some rules or some law or something, kind of like the Soldiers and Sailors Civil Relief Act. Well, this court doesn't even recognize that.
Well, the problem that we have is this cottage industry, if you can call it that, of slave trading, pedophiles, and all of this is the government, the people that, quote, are supposed to be holding public office that have no public office, they're all in it, most of them, almost without exception. There are a few, not, you know, there's some people trying to fight it, but very, very few.
Right.
And I just scratched my head. I said, I cannot imagine how low one person has to go in the world that I would allow my neighbor's children to be kidnapped and then put into homes and maybe attacked by a pedophile or like your daughter's getting up there of the age where they get raped and who knows, God knows what else goes on in there, and nobody does anything. And the churches are sitting silently on the line, on the side, going to church every Sunday. Hoo-ha!
Yeah, because everybody's scared. It's just like this. If you were walking down the street and you've seen about 10 cops beating and tasering up a helpless woman, most people would just turn their heads and pretend they never saw it. Now, the right thing to do would be to help that lady because these officers are violating their oath of office. They're committing acts of treason against what they have took an oath for. You know, whether they have a badge and a gun or not does not make it right for them to break the law.
Well, the first thing is they have no oath of office because they're paramilitary. They're military. They are like our military in Iraq. We are paramilitary to the Iraqis. These police have no office. I can guarantee you I've got it. All they are is professionals making citizens arrest. They have no office. They're mere flunkies. They're mere employees. That's all they are. And they're operating as employees for corporate fictions. And they're that's what they do. And unfortunately, what they're doing is they're picking a lot of these out of the military that have this demeanor that have, you know, into the military type of environment, and they put them into the police. And they're into this, get against the wall, do all this stuff. Well, that may work fine in the military, but not for civilian.
Well, even the military, you know, doesn't behave like that. I mean, of course, the military can cover up a lot of dirt. They do. But it's a totally different non-profitable system because everybody in the military still gets paid the same. There's no extra profit in it for them like it is for these social workers and corrupt judges and things like that. And that's what we need to stop. We need to kill the Walter Mondale Act, cut their federal funding, because when their funding goes away, the plunder's over.
There's a group called the American Christian Network or something that helps situation, and if anybody is aware of what the name of that group is, why, just call in and let us know, because we're all in this together. I'm telling you that, you know, I'm of the old school, but I can tell you that a society, a constitutional republic, a Christian, Judeo society cannot exist when we allow children to be taken from any parent for whatever reason that's not lawful and legal, and to be then sexually abused or beaten or whatever. You do not pick on children. That's the first thing. And the next thing is you don't pick on women. If you want to pick on somebody, you pick on the men. That's what we're here for.
You know, Ralph, I was thinking, you know, as Julie mentioned, her ex-husband being a pedophile. I don't know if our listeners have heard about this federal prosecutor up in the panhandle that went to Michigan to have sex with a 5-year-old little girl. And then you got Congressman Foley trying to have sex with little boys, and that's all been in the news and so forth. And I wonder if our listeners ever thought to ask themselves, why would these people be trying that? Why would these men be trying to have sex with little children? Now, I've never heard of a woman trying to have sex with a little boy or a little girl at 5 years old. But I've heard of case after case after case. John Cooey here in the state of Florida got out of prison, and he went and he took that little girl, raped her, and buried her alive. And, there, you know, as I talk with these homosexuals and I ask them, why would you rather have sex with a man instead of a woman? And you know what they tell me? They tell me this is what they told me. They said, because it feels tighter. And what?
Oh,
happened,
really?
Yeah. Can you imagine that the Bible says, they become lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God to their own destruction, because they said it feels tighter, the perversion of wanting to have sex with little children. I mean, this perversion is becoming so rampant. Now, the Bible says God is going to judge the men. When he said in Malachi, the last verse in Malachi, it says, he shall turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the land with a curse. Now, this was talking about Elijah the prophet. And
there's also a sick high they get of breaking the virginity of a child too. That my husband gets a thrill off of that.
Hold on a minute. We'll be back in just a minute. I hear the music, and I want to ask you some more questions about your husband here. We'll be back in just a minute. Stay tuned.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere.
The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Rob Kermit Winroad II, back with the Ralph Winroad Show out of Alaska. We got Greg Pound on and Julie. And
Ralph, I was going to ask you, before you go, could I finish the thought that I was trying to...
Sure, go ahead, you bet.
Okay, I just wanted to finish with this verse now in Luke. And it says, "And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." And I was just thinking that if the men in America do not turn back to love the women and the children without sex and waiting until they're married, this nation is doomed for destruction. I mean, I believe in nation. That's what Christ came for. He can change the heart, and this nation can turn around. And I look forward to that. I do. I believe that there is awakening coming, but it's going to have to, like, there's going to have to be some pain that people are going to have to go through in order to bring them in order to wake them up.
Well, I'm hoping that people are waking up, and with the internet and the ability to get information out, as you get into this, some of the people that I've talked to, when you tell them some of these stories, they find it in disbelief. They just can't believe it's going on. Of course, just like over in Palmer, Alaska, they just finally started opening up some of the hearings. Of course, I got through out of the first two that I went to for bogus reasons. They just make up a lie because they don't want you there witnessing this. They do it behind closed doors because it's for the protection, the privacy of the children. Hoo-ha.
Before this happened to us, if Julie told her story, I would have said, she's not telling everybody everything that's happened here. Or, I mean, even when for some reason I had this belief system that the government was right and everything they did was right. And if DCF came out and took somebody's kids, it's because these people did something and they're not telling the people the truth. And then when I try to explain it to people and I tell them, okay, this case manager was arrested for falsifying 26 cases, they say, okay, well, what did you do? And they keep asking me, well, what did you do? And I keep telling them, I wasn't even here. There was nothing I could have done. I wasn't even here. And I've gotten to the place where I've almost gotten people's face upset. And, you know, that's where I was at one time, believing that those in authority, our government, our police departments, and all this other stuff, you screwed up, and you were just getting what you deserved, and you didn't want to accept responsibility for it. And now I totally see the thing different. I mean, after being involved in this, I've done everything. We've hired the lawyers, and the lawyers have taken our money, and this has gone on for three years, and I've talked to Julie personally. We've talked. She's seen the website, freeourkids.com. She's contacted me through that, along with a bunch of other people, and what happens is we see what's going on as I hear Julie's story and what they're doing to our kids, and then our kids are being abused to the worst degree, and we just see it. We just don't know what to do. I mean, Julie here is fighting for our country, trying to establish freedom in another country while her kids are being stolen here along with all these other people in the service. And Julie isn't the only one. They had Conchita, who was also in the service 26 years. And you just hear case after case after case. We got to say, what is our government doing to us?
Well, we've been overthrown ever since the Civil War, and unfortunately it's gotten so bad now in this police state that there's no remedy in the courts almost. And that's one of the things that one of the reasons why we're expanding, like in Greg's case here, is to go to the United States District Court, but we filed on the District Court of the United States a writ of habeas corpus ad subjunctium. They've never seen something like that. I hear the music. We'll be back in a minute. Stay tuned for the next hour. It looks like we're going to be on child custody, and we're going to get into some of the real issues of what needs to be done to do a real fight against these guys. Stay tuned.